You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
That song makes you want to sing. I want to just start going,
It sure does. Yeah. It's awesome.
That's a great song for Friday, especially to wrap things up.
Feels good.
Trisha Korjalak is here from Richland Community College. I get an email from Lauren Coley, or Lauren Young.
Yeah.
And Lauren Coley Young. And she is a Pharmacy Facts and Friends host. And she says, you've got to get Trish on because there's a big event happening at Richland Community College. So we figured out a way, Trish. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, you got a big event. It's a trivia night. So,
yes. This is our third trivia night that we are doing. It's put on by the Alumni Association, and it will benefit one of our scholarship funds that the foundation offers. So it is January 25th. That's a Saturday evening. It's going to be in the Schilling Community Education Center. We're going to open our doors at 5:30. The games will start at 6.
Trivia. Now, Nick, are you big on trivia? I knew Eric is a huge trivia.
Yeah, I love playing trivia all the time.
Yeah, and see, I'm no good at it. I'm not very good at much.
Yeah,
but
I doubt that.
I really love going to these trivia nights and watching the competition.
Yes,
there are a lot of smart people.
There are, and we have a professor on campus, Dr. Lori Hughes. She's a trivia buff, and she has each year she and her husband put together all the questions for us, and they are really, really interesting.
Oh, I bet they're tough.
So.
We got professors putting questions together.
They're kind of all over the place, but they do it a little bit different. Each round has a variety of topics, so there's usually something for everybody.
So you put together a team, right?
Yes, we're doing teams up to 8 people, $10 a person, but we also have some singles that are coming in, so I can make some teams if somebody wants to come and they don't have a big group that they're going to be with. Our culinary students are going to make some snacks, and we'll offer some beverages as well, have some raffle baskets. So it's for a good cause, helps our students with the different scholarships. So we're,
you know, Richland, I've been fairly active out there over the years.
Yes.
And, but one thing I never really thought a whole lot about at Richland would be the Alumni Association, because a community college, you just think they go on to another college. Or maybe into a trade or something, but it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, Richland has done more for young people in this community probably than anything, and you've got to have a huge base.
So we do. We're a real part of the community. We try to reach out, keep them involved and connected with the college because there's so many changes going on. We find a lot of our alumni come back. Maybe to sharpen their skills if they're in a trade, or sometimes people have been let go from a job and they want to come back, maybe go into our nursing program, start a new career. So there are ambassadors, and they're so valuable to us.
Well, one of your strongest ambassadors is Dr. Larry Osborne.
Yes.
He is so proud to be a Richland Community College grad. Then he went on to dental school and became a great dentist. And boy, his chest is out about Richland Community College.
Absolutely. And everywhere you go in town, you're going to meet somebody that has either taken classes or graduated. Dale Coley is one of our biggest cheerleaders. And
did he go to Richland?
So he didn't, but he is on our Board of Trustees. So,
oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's why you're here, because Coley's.
That's right.
Said, get Trish on Byers and Company.
He is a true, true ambassador for the college, and we appreciate that. All of our alumni.
Well, he's an ambassador for this whole community.
Yes.
He is. He's one of Decatur's finest.
So, yes, he is. And we are so blessed to have him associated with us, and we treasure him.
So, how do they get tickets?
They can call 875-7211, extension 6203, and I can make all the arrangements. You can pay at the door. We can, you know, do it ahead of time. We just hope that everyone will come and join us.
All right. That's it, Richland, right?
Yes.
It'll be fun. Just give Trish a call. It's a good time for my voice to go because the show's over.